Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's Big Business edition of AEW Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from the TD Garden Arena in Boston. Mercedes Moné, the former Sasha Banks, made her official AEW debut to start the show, cutting an in-ring promo and thanking her fans. Moné also got involved in the final segment, saving Willow Nightingale from an attack by Julia Hart and Sky Blue. The attack took place after Nightingale had beaten Riho in the main event. Samoa Joe defended the AEW World title in the first match of the night, putting Wardlow out with the Coquina Clutch to retain the championship. This was Joe's third defense of the title and Wardlow's first ever shot at the AEW World Championship. The Bang Bang Gang and the Acclaimed parted ways when the Acclaimed were laid out by the gang after they tried to make the save for Darby Allin. Allin was under attack by Jay White and the Gunn Brothers after losing to White. In other results, Chris Jericho and Hook beat the Gates of Agony, and the Elite defeated Eddie Kingston, Penta, and Pac when Kazuchika Okada pinned Kingston. In ratings news, Monday Night Raw drew 1.751 million viewers to USA Network this week, according to WrestleNomics. That's up from last week's 1.649 million viewers. In the 18-49-year-old demographic, the show did a 0.56, up from last week's 0.54 rating. The show came in at number one in the demographic among cable originals for the evening. Tuesday's edition of NXT drew 588,000 viewers to USA Network, down from 654,000 for the previous week's edition, according to WrestleNomics. In the 18-49 demographic, the episode drew a 0.16, which was consistent with last week. In WWE news, Thunderbolt Patterson has been named as the fifth inductee into the Hall of Fame class of 2024, as first announced on social media yesterday by Paul Levesque. Best known for his star turns in Detroit and Florida in the 70s, but especially Georgia in the late 70s and early 80s, Patterson also advocated behind the scenes for workers' rights and was an outspoken critic of racism in the wrestling business at the time. His persona and interview style were highly influential on many wrestlers, most notably Dusty Rhodes. Patterson was also involved in the angle that led to the formation of the Four Horsemen in 1985, when his then-tag team partner Ole Anderson turned on him to go with Arn Anderson and NWA champion Ric Flair. Patterson joins Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, the U.S. Express, and Muhammad Ali in this year's Hall of Fame class, with induction scheduled for Friday night, April 5th, at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And finally, turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling presented Night 7 of the New Japan Cup yesterday in Okayama, Japan. Victorious in second-round tournament matches were Shingo Takagi, who defeated Gabe Kidd, as well as Evil, who beat Hikuleo. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.